Recording in progress.
Now we're on the record. On This Week in Delaware County, a community affairs radio program produced by the Woof Boom Radio Group. Six formats, 10 stations, and growing, one mission. We use our voice to build our community. My guest is President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University. He's on the other side of the Zoom room and the Brady Bunch screen we've become so accustomed to. Hello, President Mearns. How are we today?
I'm great, Steve. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Excellent. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Some will watch and or listen to this at various times throughout the holiday season, so we want to hit them all. At the last trustees meeting, I think we were talking about, or you were talking about, the campus master plan. Could you give us just a brush stroke of a broad overview of what that's looking like?
Sure. So the Board of Trustees had a meeting on December 17th, and one of the items that they approved was the extension of our campus master plan. You know, our campus is beautiful, and that beauty and quality is a reflection of long-term planning over many, many years. And so we want to continue that tradition and continue to ensure that we're building the campus for the future. So a couple of key aspects of it, we want to do even more to ensure that the services that we provide to our students, not just the classes, but the other support services, that those are readily accessible to our students in convenient and concentrated locations. Frankly, presently, they're a bit too spread out across campus, so it makes it hard for students to access them if they have to keep moving from place to place. So our vision is to try to concentrate those in two locations, one on the south side of campus near Lucina and the Student Center, and then others in the core of campus. And then another aspect of it is continuing to support the community and emphasizing the importance of the role that we can play in the village. And I hope within the next 6 months or so that we can add some more details to that aspect of the plan.
One of the other things discussed at the trustees meeting was voluntary early retirement for faculty. If you could just speak to that for a little bit for our listeners and viewers.
Sure. So we know that that higher education is changing, that the nature of who is a student is becoming a learner, a lifetime learner. And we want to ensure that we have faculty who are prepared to meet the needs of the student and the learner of the future. And the provost and I are so grateful and proud of all of the changes that our faculty have adopted, particularly during the pandemic. But we know the pandemic has been difficult for everyone, including our faculty. So we want to provide our senior, experienced, dedicated faculty an opportunity perhaps to retire a bit earlier than they might have otherwise planned. Voluntarily. We very much hope that our existing faculty want to be part of the future of the university. But for those, either professionally or personally, who think that now is maybe a good time to pursue another chapter in their life, we wanted to give them an opportunity to take advantage of this resource.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns is our guest as we are speaking now on Tuesday, December 21. I know you're thinking about football. And I know you're thinking about bowling, and it's just exciting. I mean, if this was a first time in a long time, it would be exciting. But this is two bowls in a row. This is big stuff for the Ball State football Fighting Cardinals.
It is. We're very excited. You know, they're going to a bowl game. They're going to play on Christmas Day, which will be an opportunity for them to do something pretty exciting for them and their family and their friends.
Win, lose, or draw, it's just such great experience for those student athletes and the coaching staff and the university. Great exposure, of course. You get some smell-o-vision time. There's a radio broadcast, too, I've heard. Hey, brag up the volleyball team. I know you like to see that kind of success.
Yeah, Kelly Miller Phillips, she's an outstanding coach. The team went, 30-4 this year. I think they won something like 20 consecutive matches, beat Michigan in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I think the first time since maybe 1995 that we advanced to the second round. Unfortunately, came up just a bit short against the University of Louisville. Louisville at the time was the number one team in the country, and our team played pretty well. Jennifer and I made the road trip down to Louisville to watch that second round game, and it was exciting. Very proud of how they performed on the court. And like so many of our student athletes, they also excel in the classroom. And as I say, Kelly does an outstanding job leading these fine young women.
President Jeffrey Mearns, Ball State University, our guest on This Week in Delaware County. Let's jump back to COVID for a second. The portal, the dashboard, continues to track the status. Now, students and staff are on their break and everything. I would assume that there's not a lot of activity in the portal.
Correct. So we actually stopped the counter as of Friday, December 17th. I continue to receive daily updates on a variety of information. And then we'll restart the dashboard, set that counter back to zero on January 3rd when we return from the holiday break.
All right. Let's talk up another sports brag here. Your women's basketball coach recently hit a mark, and that was a pretty big mark.
Yeah, Brady Salee has done a wonderful job for many years here at Ball State. You know, a little bit of contrast in style to Kelly Miller Phillips. She's a pretty steady, unflappable on the sidelines. Brady has a little bit more emotion, a little more intensity.
He's a stomper. We call him a stomper. That's what Coach Salee is.
It's just he's emphasizing his points. I've offered on many occasions to Brady to allow him to focus on the team, and I'll offer the constructive support to the referees, but he continues to want to play both angles. But no, his teams, they play hard. They're always well prepared. They're very well coached.
As from time to time, we hear about students at universities at BSU and elsewhere that might make some poor choices, but I don't think that enough credit is given to Ball State students in particular for their volunteerism and philanthropy. Could you just talk about a couple of those examples? We need some good news to share with people out there.
Yeah, so I'm so proud of what our students do all year round. You know, our students, many of our students participate in the dance marathon and the group that organizes the dance marathon. The proceeds of their work go to Riley Children's Hospital. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. I think not during the pandemic year, but I think in February 2019 or 2020, they raised more than $600,000. Closer to home, they participate in our United Way Day of Action. During the pandemic this past fall, they participated in food distributions for the Second Harvest Food Bank. We had about 300 students participated in a regular basis to support those food distributions. And then during the holiday season, they participated in an angel tree program. And we had more than 100 students who went out and purchased presents. I mean, you know, one of the things, Steve, you know, I always like to talk about beneficence and the enduring values that are represented by beneficence. One of those enduring values is gratitude. And we are very intentional about how we define gratitude. It involves expressing appreciation, but we define gratitude as also requiring us to demonstrate our appreciation through our actions. And our students certainly embody that enduring value of gratitude. And I am truly grateful to them.
A couple of minutes left with President Mearns from Ball State University. Thoughts on the passing of the one, the only, Don Shondell.
What a remarkable man. Changed the landscape of volleyball across the country, not just here at Ball State, not just here in Indiana, but all across the country. Was a great coach, was a great teacher, understood the educational aspect of intercollegiate athletics, and his legacy will be enduring in the lives of the thousands of student athletes he coached, as well as the student athletes he's coached who are now coaching themselves. An extraordinary legacy.
One of his former players just won the National Volleyball Championship. I think Wisconsin, did they win the national championship?
They did. Wisconsin, yes.
Unbelievable. Fall commencement just wrapped up, and another crop of Cardinals are out there doing good things and good things to come.
Yeah, so we were able to have in-person commencement. We know that's so important to our graduating students and to their families and friends. So we continue to maintain the protocols. So we had two separate ceremonies. We kept them brief. We had two separate ceremonies so people could spread out in Worthen Arena and spread out on the floor. We're so proud that we're able to do that for them. Certainly their tenacity and their commitment deserves that recognition.
In the last minute we have, one of your handlers asked me to ask you about ping pong. What's a face? Why? You have handlers? I know you do. Come on, you're the president of a large university. Tell me about your ping pong experience.
Yeah, so I several months ago, I met a young woman who's head of the Ball State Ping Pong Club. And she had heard that I liked to play ping pong, and she asked whether I would play one of the students. And I said, sure. So they arranged, they had the ping pong club had a tournament to select the student who would play me. It's a young man who was a third year, she's junior in engineering. He won that tournament and he was really good. He had a wicked forehand and a serve that in the first couple of games, I had trouble just even getting it back on the table. So it was a lot of fun. He's a great young man. He was a good sport. I slowly figured out what he was doing and just continued to play discipline like it. Not as talented as him, but was a little bit more patient.
Did the correct person win the match?
Well, so the answer is he won the first two games. I won the next three. But as a result, we had a little wager on it. So, yes, I won 3 out of 5. But I agreed as a result of his willingness to participate in that Jennifer and I are going to donate $1,000 to the dance marathon that will go to Riley Children's Hospital. Because, again, I'm so grateful to our students. And as I say, he was a great competitor and a really good sport. And we had a lot of fun and a lot of fun with people there watching that event.
Thanks for that story. Good one to end our conversations for the calendar year. Look forward to the next one and many more to come with President Jeffrey Murns, Ball State. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, sir.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe and healthy.